95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
What's up, dude?
What's happening?
You're back from New York City.
Yeah, I figured I'd come in today.
I had to get all gussied up today because you're actually coming in. Yeah, I had a first bath
this
in a week and a half.
Up?
Yeah, my t-shirt and jeans.
Wow, no AC/DC.
No, I made in Alaska. I've been wearing, you know, like the dude, man. I've been wearing like my, bathrobe and slippers. And
now because I'm back, you're dressing up?
I'm all dressed up.
Into that shirt?
Yeah. What's up, dog?
Let's talk about this show, shall we?
Yeah, all right.
Weekend Nextdoor app update.
Oh, awesome. Those are the best. I love Mondays for that reason.
People are idiots.
That's a fact.
People are dumb.
That's a fact.
Also on the show today. Would you get tattooed by a monkey? We'll find out.
What? Hold on. Really?
Yes.
I would do that, I think.
Same. That was my reaction.
What is wrong with us?
I'll tell you the story.
I wouldn't have it professionally done, but a monkey?
Plus,
sure.
your message got to the wrong person.
Oh, no.
Whether it was a text or an email or whatever the wrong person saw it.
That's always bad.
And you had hell to pay. And give me five. We do five songs in a row with a theme, and the theme today.
Queens.
Is a Queens. A continuation from a week and a half ago?
Something like that, yeah. We found some other fun thing to do instead.
We did Kings.
Yep.
And then we were going to do Queens. We never did. So we're going to do Queens today.
That's right. Ooh, we should do Jacks tomorrow. You know, like in a card thing or not.
Sure.
Or not.
How many songs are there about Jacks?
Oh, 17.
Okay.
Exactly 17 altogether.
That's coming up today on 95.5 KLOS.
Welcome home, man.
Thank you. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Peace.
Weekend Nextdoor app update.
Oh, yes, please. I love these.
The Nextdoor app shows crazy people.
Yeah, you know, it started off as a really good way of going, what was that gunshot just now?
Right.
To, I'm going to kill all of you. You're terrible.
There's still some of both.
Yes.
But the idiots are taking over.
As they are the world, it seems.
Here's somebody who has a question. Wondering if anyone had any experience using Canadian mail order pharmacy. In all caps. Not for Viagra. Would be interested in your experience.
Definitely for Viagra.
Yeah, why would they put that?
I mean, 100%.
Are they trying to be funny? Because why would they put that?
No.
All right, I didn't know this was a thing, and I hope it's not.
Yeah.
From Ryan, tipping on rent.
Tipping on rent?
When paying rent, what is customary to tip the landlord leasing company?
Zippo!
I found 15% of my rent is a number I'm comfortable
with. Go straight to hell, buddy.
And have gone as high as 25% during holiday seasons.
What is your problem? Now, I totally give to, like, you know, when I lived in New York, where you just got back from.
Right.
There's a staff that works each building, basically. I lived in, like, a 30-story building. You definitely tip everybody.
Okay, because they help you.
Yes.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But you don't tip the leasing agency. They don't. That's ridiculous. That's a terrible thing to get started.
Or the landlord or anything else.
I've rented from friends. You know how much they got? Nothing.
They got their rent.
Yeah, they got their rent.
And they were happy about
it. Exactly. Well, they better be.
Here's one. Need woman for my stepson to make grandkids.
Want to watch.
What, is she a pimp?
Yeah, right.
He, us, very nice. No college. Works in finance. Extremely nice.
Wait, she's saying you don't want anyone who goes to college or has been to college?
I think she's saying he is very nice and he has no college.
I see.
But then how does he work in finance? Seems like he would need some college.
Yeah, I don't know. He works in finance. Yeah.
Extremely nice. He's 24. Maybe he wrote it. Maybe this guy is just trying
to... You know what? Yes.
The ideal woman / mate is a woman of faith. First. Loyal. Born with a personality.
Born with a personality. So right out the gate.
Right. If they were two and they didn't have personality, get out. Pet owner.
Wow. That's specific.
A little overweight.
What?
Wants a family. No drugs, no smoking. I'll send pictures by request.
Holy cow. Well, we need to answer that one. I actually want to see what this dude looks like. Yes, because that's so specific for begging for grandchildren. Look, here's how it has to be.
It is weird.
It is very weird.
And the first thing that they say is they have to be someone of faith.
Yeah.
What?
Let's bring religion into it immediately.
Sorry, what?
What faith? Which one?
And finally, for Weekend Nextdoor app update, I need help. And this may have to be a topic in the future. I need help. I can hear my neighbors banging every night. And I don't know if I should say something.
Of course not. Enjoy.
Like, I have to be up at 8 tomorrow morning.
So?
And this is something that happens every night.
Wow.
I'm glad for them.
Sure.
Nothing wrong with it.
Is it really the same two people?
Yes. I don't know.
Yeah.
But it's still inconsiderate, and I have to hear her moan. If I write a letter, they'll know it's me.
I'd rather hear her moan.
And I don't want beef with them because they're very respectful in casual neighbor relationship.
Well, good evening. How are you? We'll be in here banging.
You should say nothing.
Yes.
Take your lack of sleep.
Yes.
And move forward with your life. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Would you get a tattoo from a monkey?
I would. Actually, weirdly would say that.
We'll talk about that next because I think I would too.
Neither one of us have tattoos, but we would consider a monkey.
That leads us nicely into People Are Dumb.
People are dumb. When you're a dumb, Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
In Atlanta, there is a jail, DeKalb County Jail, that doesn't have the fences with the wires and stuff. It's just a building with tiny little window cracks.
All right.
That goes all the way up.
Yeah.
And what they do is they'll break the window with like a mop handle or something.
Or their roommate's head.
Sure, yeah. Either way. Yeah. And then they'll put down what they call a fishing line.
Okay.
And the people on the outside will hook up goods to it, and then they can pull it back up into the jail.
Wow.
So here's the story about that. Some guy got busted, and I want you to guess what the third item was that was in his packet of goods that he attached to the fishing line.
That he fished, okay.
Warning tonight from DeKalb County. Don't try to smuggle contrabands into their jail.
Contrabands.
Say it's a huge problem there. One man was just arrested after trying to sneak in drugs, cell phones, and...
All right, stop. All right, drugs.
Cell phones. Right.
What else do you think he was putting, he was sending into jail as?
KY.
It's a good guess.
Thank you.
Wrong. Give you three guesses.
KY. Fast food.
Close.
Really?
Third.
A steak.
Close.
Chicken wings.
A good friend, man.
Fried chicken wings.
You're like stuck in jail.
Yes.
Prison.
They were done. They were ready to be eaten.
Here's some drugs. Here's some, what was the second one? Oh, cell phone, so you can call your friends. And here's some chicken wings.
Some chicken wings.
That's a good friend, man.
I mean, the truth is that it's Super Bowl Sunday, right?
Yeah.
So they just want to have some chicken wings.
That's very thoughtful, man.
And then they go on to say, oh, by the way, here's the full list of things that they found. Cocaine, packs of cigarettes, lighters, marijuana, ear pods, hex keys, glue gel, sweets, jewelry, charging cords.
Damn.
And cooked chicken wings. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
What a beautiful day for you to return to Los Angeles, Kevin.
Thank you, sir. It is 71 degrees and clear and sunny.
Yeah, just like you like it.
Love it.
What was the coldest it was?
Sorry for whining about last week. I was in New York City. It was nine. With the wind chill of 6 below.
Oh, how was that for you?
And I hated it, and I was a baby, and I cried the whole week. And I'm happy to be back in Southern California.
Super pointy nipples. That's fun.
Happy to be back here. This next story I had a weird reaction to.
Okay.
A Venezuelan artist and social media influencer.
Okay.
Travels to Mexico and finds a monkey and then a tattoo studio and gets the monkey to tattoo him.
I you know, usually I'm like looking at you like, what kind of crap is this?
Right.
I like this story.
That was my response. What's wrong with us? Listen to the guy.
Okay, so I'm here in the middle of Mexico next to a McDonald's, and I'm waiting for a white van to show up with a monkey inside because I'm about to meet a monkey.
I love that kind of, I mean, I guess it's a monkey.
First of all, white van.
White vans, usually monkeys do show up in white vans.
White vans are always up to no good.
Always good, yeah. Free ice cream, free candy, free monkeys. Always good.
Teach him how to tattoo, and he's going to tattoo me.
Wow, I love this. I love this.
Well, that was my response, too. And then I thought, why am I so excited about this? What's wrong with me?
I don't
have any tattoos.
Neither
you
do I. But I'm not opposed. I just never cared.
Same.
But I've always kind of thought if the right thing came along.
A monkey,
for example.
So he meets the guy with the monkey.
Okay.
Things happen.
So this is basically the guy telling him, look, my monkey doesn't know how to tattoo and he's not going to tattoo anything.
Now I'm angry.
Right. But you
can teach monkeys to do things.
But the monkey owner is looking out for the health of the monkey. Okay, great.
Well, sure. So it is a little dangerous, I suppose.
So then they take some time and they teach the monkey.
There you go. Now you're talking.
Using food rewards.
Sure, of course. That works with me, too, by the way.
To tattoo the guy. So he puts like white paper all over his legs where he doesn't want to be tattooed in one little piece of skin.
Listen, monkey, don't tattoo here.
Right.
But.
And he puts lines on his skin so that the monkey can follow them, which he, of course, doesn't.
Is there video?
You know why? Monkey.
Why? A monkey. Exactly.
There is video.
Monkey.
I posted the whole thing on my Twitter. It's his, yes. It's his post. And he's standing outside of McDonald's waiting for a white van. And then they find one tattoo parlor that would allow it.
All right. Sure. Whatever. We don't have a license anyway.
The guy in the back is just laughing like, whatever.
Yeah, bring the monkey in, man.
And the monkey tattoos the dude.
Sweet.
How wires? Because my first thought was that's the best. And then my second thought was, why do I think that's the best?
Because it's a monkey. How many tattoos have you seen and you got this long story behind them and you're like, oh, it really means a lot to me. My sister did this and blah, blah, blah. But if you were to say that you're, what is that a tattoo?
Monkey. What do you got to say?
It's a what? Who?
A monkey did it.
A monkey did your tattoo?
Yes.
Oh my God. That would be so.
And I would get all the drinks.
I would love that. I would buy all the drinks. All right. We're going to Mexico. We're looking for a white van and a monkey.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
That is a fact.
We do this topic sort of a lot, and because it happens a lot.
Yeah.
And they're all new stories, and they're all different. This particular one was a Zoom issue.
Oh, okay. I'm not a cat. Clearly, I'm not a cat.
The same type of thing. There's a pretty woman who's working for a company.
Okay.
And, you know, you can share screens with people.
Which is just always seems so dangerous to me.
Right.
That's why I use a laptop that nothing else is on.
You know, well, just that's pretty smart.
Little granny tranny donkey porn, but nothing else.
Well, everything has to have that.
Yeah.
Because two guys were talking about how pretty she was and not the nicest of terms, and they shared it with her.
Oh, God.
And then they got on a Zoom with her at the beginning of the year, and this is what she had to say.
Yeah. Okay, well, first of all, if we're going to continue working together, I want to work with a woman sales representative because I don't want to have to see locker room talk about myself.
Oh, yeah.
So it got down and dirty. I mean, not just a little bit unpleasant.
I mean, when you say locker room talk,
you know.
You remember what he said.
Oh, yeah, I do.
Right. That's grabbing about as graphic as it can be.
Yes, exactly.
So they shared it with her and she saw it. And
when you're sharing screens, we can move forward that way. I know that was a mistake, but I don't want to see. Yeah, I just don't want to see like locker room talk about myself. So if we could, I like the product.
I like it. I can vouch for it, but I'd like to continue.
Sure. She's being very reasonable. She's being very,
by the way,
very,
she's
very,
bending over
very
backwards
nice. No
to
kidding.
Act like she's asking.
Yeah.
When in reality, she should say, look, this is harassment.
Now, the phrase you just used, don't use with those guys, because clearly they would turn that into something else. Bending over backwards.
Oh, right. Sure.
Sure. Clearly.
The boss goes on to say, I'm sorry. That's inappropriate. It should never happen.
Right. But,
so let's talk about text, email.
Went to the
screen
wrong.
Screen grab. Was seen by the wrong person.
Yeah. And what was the fallout? What happened after that?
This happens a lot.
Yeah.
Most of the time, for me, I would say it's texts.
Yeah.
Because I don't really do email all that much. I try, but look.
Really? I'm the exact opposite. I do email a lot more. It took me a while to get up to speed with text.
That's all I do is text.
Really?
If you want to get a hold of me, you text me. Otherwise,
my biggest problem with text when I started, you know, X amount of years ago, was that I would see the name I'm looking for and just go and say, you know, whatever to them, forgetting that there were other people on that chain.
Of course, because you're an idiot. And that's what we're talking about.
Yes,
that
exactly.
happens so easily to hit a reply all instead of reply. Or same thing with a text chain, which you may not even realize you're on a text chain.
Yep.
But the wrong person saw the wrong thing. 818-955-KLOS. 818-955-KLOS.
Kevin, I got to thank you for pointing out this song. Diamond Stars, Halos, Def Leppard, and From Here to Eternity. New stuff we're playing on KLOS. I love that song.
I do too.
That's a great album. Song. Yeah. He's the first dude to say, hey, listen to this.
Sounds kind of old school.
It does. It sounds like an old Beatles song.
It is
actually,
great.
Off Abbey Road.
It's 95.5 KLOS.
JD pointed out. Yeah.
Southern California's rock station, Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We're talking about your message got to the wrong person.
Oh,
your text, your email, you reply to all instead of replying.
There's almost nothing worse than that. I mean, you know, it's bad enough when you figure it out immediately, too, but it's like the next morning or the next day at work and someone goes,
Did you know that? Is that what happened to you?
They got to the entire company by accident.
What was the message?
Yeah.
It was our HR person was sending out a reminder for our Halloween costume contest with our company. And one of our sleazeball salesmen replied to all by accident and said, "Can't wait to see you in your sexy French maid costume."
Wow, and he sent it to the whole company.
He meant to send it to her, but he replied to all and he was finally fired on the spot.
Ah, and so he probably racked up quite a few of those little leering, "Hey, baby, I can't wait to see you."
They had been trying to catch him for years.
That actually turned out to be a good thing for most people.
He helped them.
Yeah.
It was a great thing.
Thank you for calling.
Right on, thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hi.
Hi, your text or email got to the wrong person?
Hat? I'm sorry, the question?
What?
Hat.
Yeah, hat. Would you have a monkey tattoo you?
No.
Okay, thank you for calling. Goodbye. Hello, KLOS.
Hello. So I supervised this guy, and he had this two kids, so he scheduled a vasectomy. Mm-hmm. So he said, I'll do it on Friday. I'll give you the weekend to recover. I'll be back on Monday. Go, cool.
Mm-hmm.
So we texted him on Sunday to see how it went. Didn't hear back. So I started to make some jokes, like the nurse told him, when she first lifted up his gown, that sure, you were supposed to ice after and not before.
Right.
Still didn't get anything. I told him when they did mine, I was so big that they had to use that gurney pool thing that they do with the lake cat.
Right.
Still nothing.
All comedy. All comedy.
Comedy gold.
Yep.
I go, this is A-list material.
Of course.
And I got a text back saying, this isn't Ben. This is his wife, Justina. Ben is driving our family in the car right now. I had never met her. And I go, oh, good one. You almost got me, Ben. And then I got a text of an angry woman's face.
Oh, my God.
No, I'm not joking. Here's my angry face.
Even when she texted you, you thought it was him.
You were, like, hoping.
Never met her in my life. And like,
well done.
We were so friendly because I can't say where, but it's a pretty high-up job. And like,
that's funny. Well, you know, she just didn't like the fact that, you know, in fact, the icing thing really made sense.
Yeah,
she's like,
what you were saying was true.
Yeah, too true.
Close to home.
Right on, man. Thanks for calling. 818-955-K. KLOS.
Texts or emails reach the wrong person. We are talking about texting and emailing, and unfortunately, the wrong person got it. What happened with you?
Oh, there's a cop next to me, and I'm driving. Hold on. So, you guys know how Snapchat works, right?
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. I was snapping my girlfriend at the time, and I had sent her an explicit photo of myself. Not realizing, though, that I had also sent it to one of my best pals in college.
Right.
And he replied, and he said, "Excuse me while I go burn my eyes out. Don't talk to me for a while. I'll hit you up."
Well, you're lucky he didn't say, "Hey, you know what? I've been waiting for this day."
Yep.
Oh, God.
Thank you for calling.
Hello, KLOS.
I was dating this chick in high school. Her name is Monique, but I called her Momo. Everyone else called her that.
Right.
She sent me a boob picture, and I'm like all excited, you know, 15-year-old me all riled up and stuff. Well, I took the picture of myself, and instead of going to her text messages and just clicking the image and send, I typed out M-O and just picked the first one, and I hit send. Well, as I'm sitting there, I hear my mom's phone go, sitting right next to me, and I just go, oh, no.
She's like, son, I've already seen that. I don't care.
She thankfully was lazy. I was like, hey, can you get me my phone? And I was like, yeah, do you need anything from the kitchen first?
Very good.
Just quickly, yeah, I got the phone. I was able
You're
to
so lucky.
It,
like, nice work.
Seconds.
Oh, that's too bad, though. She would have had a fun time.
I think she would have loved it.
She would have enjoyed.
Yeah.
She probably knew because she went through my text messages. Like,
thank you for calling.
Right on, dude. Thanks for calling. Now, that's a close one.
KLOS, hello.
Kevin and Sluggo.
Hey!
Hey, I was working out of town for a long time. Mm-hmm. I sent a text, I thought, to my wife.
Mm-hmm.
Nope. And it was something like, I'm so horny, woman, I can hardly wait to come home and jump on your phone.
Oh, no.
Oh, and I sent it to my mom.
Ah, it's a second mom in a row. Poor moms.
Oh,
how do they put up with this?
It's all over now.
Did your mom respond same?
Thank God.
Right on, dude. Thanks for calling. 818-955-KLOF.
Your text or your email got sent to the wrong person.
Possibly mom.
We were talking about texts and emails that perhaps went to the wrong person.
Nope.
KLOS, hello, where's your
coworker baby announcement?
Mm-hmm.
Middle of a meeting, and I wanted to nudge my coworker and just type, that is one ugly baby. But I continued writing notes, and I forgot that that was at the very top of the email for the minutes of the meeting.
Oh,
and I sent it as the first thing in the minutes.
How many people?
Reply all.
To how many people?
Probably eight or nine people. not too bad, but that is one ugly baby.
It was
the first thing on the minute said.
What was the first thing you heard about it? When did you first find out?
Oh, luckily the IT guy was my work flirt. So I ran to him, and I had him erase it from the metaverse.
Oh, you're so lucky.
But I have a question. Can I ask a question?
Yeah, sure.
So in this day and age, we have, like, robotic surgeons and nurses, and we do crop agriculture with laser drones and robots.
Right.
Why can't I take back a text?
I don't know the answer to
that. That's a great question.
It does seem like it. Agreed. It seems like it should be easy.
And the new undo sort of thing is basically just holding it. It's not sending it. It's not taking it away from them. It's just not sending it.
But how are we not at the point? I agree with you.
No,
how are we
totally.
Not at the point where we're a day later, we can just take it back?
Yeah.
I don't know.
No.
You're a genius.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
thank you.
We agree. Yeah.
Except for your baby's under. You're a genius.
The baby's under. That's awesome.
Thank you. Hello, what's hello?
Kevin, what's up?
Hey.
So I'm talking to a girl. She says, hey, send me a picture. So I go, I don't know. I'm kind of shy. She's like, just do it. So I take a picture. I'm a truck driver. Have you ever seen the truck drivers with the headsets so they can be hand-free?
Yep.
Yes.
So I'm laying in bed, snap a shot. I send it off. I get a text from my best friend, says, how much money you got? And I text him back, what, you need some money? He's like, yeah. And he sends me back the picture that I was trying to send to her, and I went to him. And he was going to try and extort me.
Sure.
He was good enough to believe for me.
Smart.
So same story. I'm sending more pictures, and she was nice enough to send me a picture of her sampling her boo.
Mm-hmm.
And I accidentally sent it to the girl and my best friend's wife, who I'd been hanging out with for the previous 6 months.
You are a dangerous human being, man. You're spreading it everywhere.
No more texting for you.
I'm the least tech-savvy person in the world. I don't even know.
You know, we did Kings as our topic for Gimme 5.
Yeah.
A week ago?
Something like that.
A week and a half ago?
And we were going to do Queens.
We're going to follow it up with Queens, but then we had some other great idea.
I do believe it was Ozzy took over. Yeah.
And we bumped Queens to today.
Yeah. So this gentleman first wants to say this.
95.5 KLOS and KLOS HD1 Los Angeles.
I see.
Right.
But now this. Yeah.
In a row about Queens.
So if there's a queen in it at all, give us a call. 818-955-KLOS. We shall begin with Mr. Bowie and
Queen Bitch.
Rocket Queen. This is the KLOS Free Ride. It's brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy.
Every day at 5 o'clock, we do Gimme 5 with a theme. Today's theme is Queens. KLOS, hello.
Hey, how you guys doing? Coming in, Sluggo.
We are good. We're doing Gimme 5, and our theme is Queens.
What about April Wine Gypsy Queen?
Well played. Who's this?
Oh, this is Mike.
Mike, where are you calling from?
I live in Agua Dulce. You guys know where that is?
No.
Mm-mm.
Vasquez Rocks. Star Trek Rocks.
Oh, yeah, Star yeah, yeah.
Oh,
nice.
Gotcha.
Do you go out there and pretend that you're Spock?
I do. I go out there and fight the Gorn.
You know, I made some sort of joke about the Gorn once to William Shatner, and he was not amused.
Oh, I'm sure.
Hey, perform the Star Trek fight music for us, Mike.
Dun, 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 dun. I got a tune to request for the 5 o'clock.
Okay. Yeah, what?
Dancing Queen.
Dancing Queen. ABBA. I don't know, ABBA.
I'm feeling a pretty big no on that one.
Please, make my day.
We'll think about it.
I'll be so happy.
ABBA. That would be crazy.
All right, bye.
ABBA would be crazy. Stick around. Maybe it'll happen. It might happen. I think that's one of the best names for a band ever.
Queens of the Stone Age.
It's just such a great name. Great. How high were they when they came up with that?
We're doing Gimme Five. The theme is Queens. You have a suggestion?
Yes. Let's do Mississippi Queen from Mountain.
I'm way, 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 way on board with that.
Sweet. Who's this?
This is Danny from Pico Rivera. The Sluggo.
And that Kevin dude.
Kevin and Sluggo. Yeah, you guys are bad, man.
Thank you, man.
Cool.
Thank you.
I listen to you guys every day on the way home.
Oh, nice. You. Well, here's your damn fine request, sir.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Good evening. You too.
Thank you, guys.
Bye. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. The headline reads, "This is not a pipe," female suspect claims.
Okay.
January 19th, after jail deputies in Florida. We're conducting a strip search.
Of course.
Spotted what appeared to be a crack pipe, quote, hanging from her vagina.
Oh, from the general region or from the nether regions?
It says hanging from her vagina, and that's all in quotes. So I assume that that's exactly what they meant. The Florida woman said, that's not a drug paraphernalia. That's a sex toy. It's a sex toy. What are you talking about?
That'd be a mighty small sex toy.
What are you saying? Drugs? What? No, it's a sex toy.
I would not be in prison doing drugs. It just not happen.
Right. I'm smoking sex crack.
I'm just having a
toy crack.
A little tiny.
My question is just one word.
Yeah.
Hanging.
Yeah, I know. That's where my head is. Like, what? How does that?
That doesn't seem well
work?
Hidden.
Maybe it was tucked like away better and then
in or out.
But
don't love hanging.
How does it stay?
Not possibly.
Like a yo-yo. I don't. Put the crack pipe away, man.
It's a toy, a sex toy. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We have a chance for you to win $2,000 coming up in
about
15 minutes.
That giant beast will be wandering in with some damn text word for you.
What do you think about the Loch Ness Monster?
That's one of my favorite weirdnesses ever.
Same.
Yeah. You and your little friend Bean went to Loch Ness.
We did, yeah.
Took one of those little tour boats to see if you could see Nessie.
Yeah.
And instead of trying to see Nessie, you were firing guns into the water to try and kill it, right?
It was dark, so we couldn't see into the water. And they provided us with weapons, so yes, we used them. What are we supposed to do?
They provided you with guns?
Yes, they did.
I am so going to Scotland, man.
It was pretty great.
I'm on my way.
There's a molecular ecologist named Professor Matthew Sweet who has his own theory on the Loch Ness Monster.
Okay.
And in his tweet, he says, back in the day, travelers or explorers would draw what they saw. This is where many sea monster stories come from. Tentacled and alien-esque appendages emerging from the water, giving belief to something more sinister lurking beneath. However, Professor Matthew Sweet says, in many cases, it was just whale penises.
You were saying some really weird stuff today.
Yeah.
Whale penises.
In many cases.
Detachable whale penis.
I didn't say detached.
Double whale penis.
He just said in most cases it was.
So they're upside down? Do they have them in the usual place?
I don't understand.
They have them on their head, right?
That's why on the Heineken 00 hotline, we're going to talk to Professor Matthew Sweet.
Oh, wow.
And get his explanation of exactly what he means by this.
Hello?
Hello, sir.
Hi, yes, this is Professor Matthew Sweet. How are you?
We're great. Thank you for calling today. We appreciate it.
By the way, I'm not the same Matthew Sweet who had the hit song Girlfriend in 1991.
I was thinking of, I was wondering.
Everybody thinks of it. It makes me crazy.
Well, I'm glad I didn't say
it then.
Let
me start by telling you right away, that's not me.
Oh, okay, that's not you. Okay.
Thank you for clearing that up.
How do you
know? You're welcome. Now we can get on with the important stuff like whale penises.
Okay. How do you know what people were drawing was a whale penis?
Listen, it's simple fact. If you look at the old maps from the maritime days of people out in the oceans, mm-hmm. when they talk about the huge sea creatures mm-hmm. that are coming out of the water, if you look at the shape of the tentacle, it's identical to a whale's penis. And that's what they were seeing. They just drew it because they didn't know any better.
So the whales were upside down, but near the top of the water?
Yes, listen, whales, when they mate, okay, they have several male whales in the area with one female whale, mm-hmm. a cow.
That's right.
I love the way you talk, sir.
Very excited.
Yeah, I love that sound.
And they're taking turns with the lady whale.
Mm-hmm.
And so while they're waiting for their turn, they're swimming around and they breach out of the water. And when they breach, they often go on the belly up. And that's when you see the huge extended male whale penis in the air.
And it looks a bit like the Loch
Ness. Huge! It's a huge penis!
It is big.
And it looks a bit like the Loch Ness Monster.
You got to see a big whale dong to really appreciate it.
I don't want to. How big are they? Do you have information on that?
Miles!
Wow!
Miles!
Holy cow! Amy, you would think that people going out whale watching would be in for quite a show. Usually, I don't remember anybody coming back from one of those with this kind of story.
Well, because they're not breeding all the time, for God's sake. They're not sex maniacs. They have other things to do, okay?
All right.
They're eating krill and things, all
right? Right.
Gotta do other things. They're not just banging all day long.
Right.
Although that would be a great life to be a whale. A huge penis banging all day long.
That would be pretty phenomenal.
I want to come back as a huge penis whale. In the next life.
They call them penis whales?
Oh, yeah, it's a special breed. I know these things. I'm a professor.
I've heard that, yes. You also sing a song that we love.
Yeah.
I with the song from 1991.
It's not you. Okay,
oh, sorry. All right.
Thank you for taking the time today, sir.
Well, thank you for talking penis.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. All right, it's time for our PSA. Stop it with the butt. That's our PSA. Now, listen, we're not going to go into great detail like we did, was it yesterday, the day before? We were talking about surgery and taint, you know, and all
oh,
that.
Oh, yeah. That was fun. Yeah.
But this is just one story.
Okay.
And our message is stop it with the butt.
Stop it with the butt. I got a bumper sticker now that says that.
Doctors in Australia recently struggled to remove a foreign object trapped in a 14-year-old boy's intestine.
Stop putting things where they don't belong.
It was published last month in a medical journal. He couldn't get it out. He got desperate, but he had to go tell his mom. His mom drove him to the hospital.
Damn, dude.
Now, they had trouble removing it.
Mm-hmm.
And here's why. A golf ball presents a unique technical challenge when attempting to remove the colon.
A golf ball?
Yes. Yes. It was a golf ball.
Was he on the you know, green mooning people and someone just, boom, just shot
him?
Four. Ooh, hole in one. Well done. Wow, amazing. Put a flag in that.
At first they thought it was an egg, Sligo, but then they found out that it was a golf ball. It was really challenging to remove because of its mechanical properties. Large size, spherical shape, incompressibility.
Slippery.
And the presence of dimples.
Yeah, dimples?
Slippery.
Sure.
Yeah, sure.
Wow.
Doctors tried to remove the golf ball with various devices. All right, here we go. Can you tell me if you know what this is?
Okay.
A suction cup?
Do you know what that is?
Just giving you a second to think about it. A, quote, medical net.
Medical net. Okay. So yes. You kind of put it in and try and wrap it around said ball and then bring it out.
I guess. I've never heard of a medical net.
Wait, was he out for this? Was he awake for all this exciting procedure?
I assume he was out. I don't know.
Man. Wow, dude.
I don't know the guy personally, dude. I'm just reading a
why don't
list
I believe
of ways
that?
They try... Ways that they tried to get it out.
Dubious.
So a suction cup, mm-hmm. a medical net, mm-hmm. a looped snare.
That's a hard thing to play, but if you can really get the loop snare down,
that's
you're a hell of a drummer. Okay.
A quad prong grasper.
I love that band, man. they're a prong cover band, but they're amazing.
They're basically just trying one of those little grip things that you get. you don't want this. Hey, so stop it with the butt.
You know that's that thing you use for spaghetti. What is that? It's a pair of tongs.
Strainer?
Bring
oh, yeah, those
in.
Tongs. Yeah.
Strainer. Yeah.
It sounds like that's what they did. Quad prong grasper.
Now, this weekend.
The next one is retrieval pouch.
Retrieval pouch, sure, okay.
I don't know what that is.
No, I don't want to know.
And lastly, a balloon catheter.
So like eight things they tried to...
They couldn't get it out, and I'm not making this up. The medical specialist eventually administered 1 liter of laxatives.
Oh! Well, I mean, things were probably pretty opened up by then after all that stuff.
Right,
going.
After all that trying?
Wow! Wow! So what was his excuse? He was getting out of the shower at the golf course and was...
He didn't have an excuse. On no one ever does. But it's always they fell.
Yes.
Like when you get to the hospital and you have something in you, listen.
That's a golf ball. I'll just tell you right
people.
Now.
Right, but stop it with the butt.
Yeah.
I have a tramp stamp that says exit only.
I'm happy I can't attest to that.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Peace.
Time for What We Learn, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. In weekend Nextdoor app update, a woman was looking for a woman to provide her son grandchildren.
And she didn't care if he was kind of plump. She didn't care if he didn't have any college or she didn't have any college. She just really didn't have...
She's not a very good pimp.
No.
I got to be honest.
She doesn't care much about her grandson, I don't think.
And people are dumb. A guy tried to sneak fried wings into jail.
Man, that dude rules,
just
man.
In time for the big game.
Yeah, got him some drugs, got him some lighters and stuff, and got him some chicken wings.
And if you didn't hear it, this is going to sound weird to you, but Sluggo and I both agreed we'd get tattooed if it was by a monkey.
I almost think we need to kind of pursue that as the year goes on. All right, I'm off to pet the monkey.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace out. Four-pack. If you want a family four-pack to Knott's Berry Farm, join the Peanuts gang. Snoopy, Charlie Brown, Lucy, and more for Knott's Peanuts Celebration. It's going on now through February 26th. Be caller 13 818-955 KLOS. For more info, tickets, and deals, go to Knott's.com.
Alex from Santa Ana just stole your family four-pack of tickets to Knott's Berry Farm to hang out with the Peanuts gang, Snoopy, Charlie Brown, Lucy, and more. It's going on through February 26th. And get more tickets and deals at Knott's.com. Should we give out Alex's number so they
can
call him and ask
Let's
him
not.
To take tickets? There's not a lot of time left to get entered into this contest. We want to send you up to Las Vegas for a two-night stay at the Sahara Las Vegas. Get your reserve seating at Chickie and Pete's to watch the big, huge game. But you really need to start texting these words we keep telling you because you're going to run out of time soon. Beers. Like all those things you drank last night? Beers. 68683 right this second. Text it for your chance to win and hang out in Las Vegas at the Sahara with KLOS Beers to 68683 right this second. So happy for Ozzy. Well done at the Grammys, man.
What do you win, 2, 3?
Yeah. Best rock album and best metal performance, and I'm just so glad that they recognize, man. That's very, very cool.
Yeah, I agree.
He's
also putting out that level of quality.
He really is, man. The new stuff is just so unbelievably good. Yep. Cheerleader, that's the word to text right this second, 68683, for your chance to hang out with us in Vegas at the Sahara Las Vegas with reserve seating at Cheeky and Pete's to watch the game. There's not much time left, so you want to get on Cheerleader. You want to get on Cheerleader.
Yes, you do.
You want to get on Cheerleader right now. Text it.
Sahara.
Like the desert, but readily the casino on the one end of the strip over there by Circus Circus. That's the word you need to text right this second. Sahara. S-A-R. Nope. How do you spell it? How do you spell it?
S-A-H-A-R-A.
Why do I have so much trouble with it?
I don't know.
It's idiotic. That might be it. Sahara, text it right now, 68683. You might get in on the big party we're going to be throwing at Sahara Las Vegas with reserve seating to Chickie and Pete's to watch the big game. $500 in food and beverage credit, but it's running out. Time is running out. So Sahara, right now, 68683, and
good luck.
Boop, boop, boop. You're about to be Rickrolled. I could give you information about Ozzy Osbourne, but instead I'm going to tell you that on this day in rock in 1966... Rick Astley was born. Do you remember that movie Light of Day with Michael J. Fox and Joan Jett? It was released on this day in rock in 1987.